Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Mahalo Monday and Tuesday Surf Report, brought to you by the original Ron Johns in Cocoa Beach, Florida. Hey, sorry getting the audio and written reports out a little late today. Picked up a stray dog about 3 weeks ago, and we tried to find the owner. Nobody ever claimed her anything, and she's doing well with our dog, so we decided to keep her. So had to take her into the vet this morning, get her all checked out, and hey, you know the score. $700 later, I'm back doing the surf report. So hey, today on Monday, we have Thigh with maybe a couple lucky bigger sets out there coming in from the northeast at about 9 seconds. Now, light near slack morning winds are going to turn onshore and build a little bit for the afternoon, but they're still going to stay pretty light though. Now, on Tuesday, we're going to be dropping off to the need a lucky Thigh high range from the east northeast and picking up a second or two for the period. Now, winds are going to be mostly offshore and light to start the day, and then they're going to turn more southeast at about 8 to 10 miles per hour for the afternoon. Could be a decent longboard day. I was hoping for something a little bigger for tomorrow. It's my birthday, so I'm taking the day off and probably head up first thing in the morning after I drop my daughter off at school to Cherry Down or Jetty Park and see if I can catch a couple waves. But like I said, going to be on the smaller side, but decent long period, so might be a couple rollers that are worth catching. So looking at it on Wednesday, winds are going to build a little for Wednesday, but they're going to stay offshore. Probably need lucky thigh-high waves. Might be a little smaller than that. All the wind is kind of pushing stuff away from us, so that might quell the size a little bit. For Thursday, we have a front passing over, and that's going to be kicking up some strong northwest to west winds. Now, we're probably not going to get too much for that for wave size. It's still going to kind of be pushing away from us, so not going to see too much on size from that. Looks like we're going to stay small for the weekend as well. Looks like kind of offshore winds for Saturday around 12 miles per hour. And then we're going to kind of go a little slack, maybe like north winds for Sunday. But again, not too much for size. So that's it for the surf report today. I've been getting some reports coming in. People are saying the players aren't working. And it's turning out that something with the new definition on the ad blockers is also blocking the live streams after it blocks the ad. And, you know, I appreciate people turning off their ad blockers just to start with, because the ads are what keep us running, keep Surf Guru free. And, you know, without that ad revenue, we can't even keep the doors open, let alone buy new cameras to expand. So just an FYI, we might be putting up a thing that's going to detect ad blockers and, you know, pop a little message saying, hey, please turn off your ad blocker, because not only does it kind of hurt our revenue, but also, you know, I'm fielding like 20 emails or so a day from people that are having problems because the ad blockers are blocking the stream. And that takes a pretty good chunk out of my day, especially considering that like Surf Guru is kind of my side deal and I still have my regular job to do on top of this. So hopefully we don't have to block people using ad blockers, but you know, if you're wondering why all of a sudden you're getting a message, that would be it. So hey, I'll be back on Wednesday, let you guys know if there's any changes, and until then, be sure to check those cams. That's the best way to know what's going on your favorite spot. And hey everybody, thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.